ever met that funny reefer man?
Reefer man!
Have you ever met that funny reefer man?
Reefer man!
If he says he swam to China, wants to sell you South Carolina, then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man!
Have you ever met that funny reefer man?
Reefer man!
Oh, that funny, funny, funny reefer man!
Reefer man!
If he trades you dimes for nickels, he says watermelons are pickles, you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man!
Or have you ever met that funny reefer man?
Reefer man!
He smokes a reefer, he gets high, then he flies to the sky. That funny, funny, funny reefer man.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. It's a special episode, midweek, episode 78, the Tom Segura CD release party. Balloons going off. Bells. Balloons pops up there somewhere in the bones. Hey, you guys. So here's the deal. I'm in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, for the Toronto Just for Laughs 42 Comedy Festival. I'll be here all week doing shows at the Comedy Bar and then one of the shows somewhere else, but pretty much shows all week at the Comedy Bar. And then Tuesday, I'm doing a special show at the Underground Comedy Club. On Queen Street East or West, I think. The one that's far away. The one that's not near downtown. 670. All the pass holders get in free, and the non-pass holders can still get tickets. Just go over there. It's a show's at 9:30. Me, Big J. Ogerson, maybe Todd Glass. I got to call Todd Glass. Fuck. And a couple other people will be doing it. Just a fun show. So be there. But so we're all here in Toronto, and after the show that Rogan did at Massey Hall, I did a guest spot. It was so fucking cool. 3,000 people. It was so fucking cool. 3,000 people. Oh, my Lord. But then we met up with Brendan Walsh and Tom Segura, who were here, and we all hung out, went to dinner. We all went to Smoke's Poutinery to get some poutine late at night after the restaurant we were at lost its power. It was fun. God, those poutines that Smokes put on, that's too much meat. Sometimes that's just too much meat. I should just go basic once in a while. You got to get back to basics with poutine once in a while. Once in a while, you got to clear your palate and get back to just the basic poutine. But anyway, so we decided to do a podcast to celebrate Brendan Walsh. Tom Segura's CD release. Brendan is taping his on October 12th, but Tom Segura is out right now. His CD, White Girls with Cornrows, it is out. In iTunes right now. His old CD, Thrilled, has been out. One of the greatest covers of all time. But his new one is out now. And so this episode is that. Just celebrating Tom Segura and his release of his CD, White Girls with Cornrows. The Tom Segura CD release party. Oh, wait, I did this part. So anyway, that's it, you guys. Just enjoy this episode. We're all hanging out in Toronto. Some bonus shit for you. Number 78. Let's just fucking name it a number because we all just... Yeah, it was a good time. I'm going to be at the New York Comedy Festival November 9th and 10th, in Chicago with Joey Diaz November 8th, and in D.C. October 19th and 20th, whatever. Check my website for all the details for all my stand-up. I'm at Calgary in November. It's all there. So go to arithegreat.com for all that. And while you're there, click on the right-hand side, and you can get four free tracks from my new CD, Revenge for the Holocaust, which is out September 25th, the day Yom Kippur starts. Just click out that stuff and I'll email you four tracks. You'll like them. So here we go, you guys. Enjoy. Live from Toronto, Canada. It's Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, number 78, the Tom Segura CD release party with Tom Segura, Brendan Walsh, and me, your host and DJ for the evening, Ari Shaffir. Now enjoy the song that's left on my computer because I don't know how to log in and do my normal downloading stuff with songs. So I have an option of three different songs that are already on my computer. The rest are on my external hard drive. So enjoy episode 78, the Tom Segura CD release party.
To me, it's not a
Alright, well, now we're going. Congratulations. Way to uncork it, man. Way to uncork the shit out of it.
Well done.
Yeah, we're going. I don't know what we're doing, but we're just going. We're just this is the Tom Segura CD issue.
This is the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the
it's a serious issue, man.
This is the high. How you doing?
Yeah, great.
Tom Segura CD?
Tom Segura, yeah, it came out.
Oh, so are there a lot of unlevel coffee tables in living rooms where they need CDs to level the legs?
Oh, what do you call it?
Tom CD?
Yeah.
What would I call it?
No, what do you call CDs? Because no one has CDs anymore.
CDs.
It still wasn't a compliment, whatever he's saying, you know?
Oh, now I'm getting it.
Oh. No, yeah, like there are these flat
I didn't realize you made
silver
a joke.
Things
yeah,
that
that's
a guy.
Fantastic. He had no idea. He's like, why would you put those there?
So you're saying, are you saying the CDs are out of
I'm saying that
Tom's
like,
CD.
Tom Segura's comedy, quote unquote, comedy CDs
should be trash.
Well, no. Don't throw them in the garbage. Yeah, try and
like
be green.
Love trash.
Try and recycle them. Like use them as like coasters or table leg levelers.
Yeah.
You can get sunlight, I think, to reflect off of them too, and do shit sometimes. That's pretty cool.
And keep flies away from your Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, fan them.
Amaze your baby with a CD mobile.
Oh yeah,
but don't have Tom's face on it though.
Get a,
just
get
a shiny CD.
Do you have your face on the CD itself?
No.
Does anybody do that anymore?
I don't think so.
I used
yeah,
to love that.
If you dub them like
The Simpsons did that once. They had the donut
in your living room. If you make CDs in your living room, people still put their picture. Yeah, sure.
They burn it on there.
When they burn it on, they're like, hey, look, I got my fucking face on this thing. Like, yeah. It's cool, man.
Never got into burning pictures.
We need a soundboard.
Do you want to make one?
For the sound effects and stuff?
Yeah.
Do you have your sound effects on your thing?
I don't. Randy's got it. We could call Randy and have him do it over the phone when I hold the microphone up to it.
Yeah, hey, Randy, can you
but
do
it? But it's like, is today Saturday?
Yeah.
No.
No, it's going
Friday.
On Saturday. It's Friday night.
I don't know. That sounds complicated. Anyway.
That sounds very complicated.
Yeah.
I don't see it happening.
I smoked marijuana.
Yeah. Then we had
some drank
wine.
Some wine. And here we are.
Yeah. The first night of the Toronto Comedy Festival.
JFL42, hashtag that in your Twitter account.
And you,
the show's all really good.
Dude, you did Massey Hall with 2,700 people.
Yeah, I ran over there.
And you came out and they stood up like fucking.
They gave you a standing ovation on the way out. Walked out on stage.
Yeah, dude, it was crazy.
From like 3,000 people, man. That's crazy.
I was like, what are you guys doing?
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ran over there. I got a shuttle for right when I got off the other show so I could run over there and do it.
It was nuts, man. I saw on video it looked I wasn't even there.
Wow.
It looked
it
like
nuts.
They said, ladies and gentlemen, Prince. Like I think they popped out of their seats, man.
Because I was like, let's just not I'll probably try to do it, but let's just not say anything because I'm not sure I'll be able to do it. And then maybe it'll be a cool surprise.
Fuck, man. You
it was awesome.
You're a cool surprise, bro.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because they weren't expecting you, right?
Yeah, I did have a Diaz.
That would be a good nickname.
No, I wanted to
the what? Cool surprise.
A cool surprise.
And did Sam bring you up like that? Like here's a cool surprise.
He knew it was like he just had to look. If I got there in time, it's me. If not, it's Rogan. I just wanted to go on. You know, I was like, come on. So yeah, he saw me. He's like, oh fuck yeah, and then it was cool. God, they went nuts.
It's crazy,
man.
I forgot about that. They went nuts.
And you obviously did your job because they were stopping you in the street.
They, yeah.
This podcast is called Ari Shaffir Pats Himself on the Back, or what?
I didn't want to get into it. You brought it up. All right, it's a Tom Segura CD release party.
No, we can talk about. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't know. Let's talk about festivals or something.
Let's talk about Tom's CDs.
I have books of them, guys.
I haven't even listened to either one of them, but I like the album cover of the one.
Thank you.
Thrilled was a great album cover.
And if you
the new one, I haven't looked at too closely.
White Girls with Cornrows.
Right, that's the name of the album. White Girls with Cornrows.
They dropped it on you.
You have a big bit about that?
No.
Oh,
I do have like one joke, 1 minute, and then I listened to it, and then when I said the line,
yeah, mm-hmm.
like I was just like, all right, like, that makes me laugh. And then I couldn't think of another line. So I just was like, I'll just keep the one that I only one that I thought of and not try to actually put thought into it. You know what I mean? Like, I thought of it, and then when I was trying to come up with other things, I was just, you know, when you like get fixated on one
thought? And the other things don't match up ever.
Yeah. And so, because I kept picturing the girl on the cover with the cornrows. Uh-huh. And then every time I tried to think of like something else, and I was like, that's a title, I kept looking at the girl with the cornrows and being like, I just couldn't get it out of my head.
Yeah.
That's basically why I did. Not because I was like, this is fucking great idea.
Wait, you, what, who was the girl with the cornrows?
I just put out an ad for like needing a girl willing to, either has or willing to get cornrows.
And you just took a picture of her?
Well, no, she...
met her?
I met her, and I took her to like a black like beauty shop, and they did gave her cornrows.
Wait, who's this girl?
Just some girl who responded to the ad.
Put an ad out. You put an ad out that said, I'm looking for a white girl who wants to go get cornrows.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
And I'll pay for it.
Right.
How much are cornrows?
And so you did that.
Yeah, I paid for it. Yeah, I did that.
How much are cornrows?
Like 70, 80 bucks, I think.
Yeah, I almost did that to myself. But then the
what?
Eastbound and Down advertisements came out, and he had cornrows.
Oh, he did for his...
for the Eastbound and Down, like, season two or three.
Yeah. No, I just got it, you know. But...
And so you got the girl cornrows and took pictures of her?
Yeah. We took pictures together.
Who was the girl?
She just responded that she would do it.
Where does she live?
Where does she live? Yeah. She lives in L.A.
Oh, so she's drivable distance.
Yeah.
Did you get a slutty vibe from her?
No. She was totally cool, man. She was totally cool. And she was like, I'm a dancer.
And that's the girl on the cover?
Yeah.
That's her?
That's her.
She looked normal. I didn't get like a real close-up look at it.
Her name is Alana. She's, yeah.
With an A at the beginning?
You have her info.
E at the beginning?
Single? Should I try to bang her?
No.
Why not?
Why not?
Okay, all right, yeah.
I'm not like a bad guy.
She's a cool girl.
I'm awesome in the sack. How cool.
I love when people talk about how good they are.
Oh, I'm so wicked good in the sack. I'm all like, yeah, you look getting humped.
And you talk, you say that.
I'm like, yeah, fuck, I'm dicking you. Yeah. Dick in your pee.
What do you say? Hole. Do you have like a "Here it comes" right before you come thing?
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma mia, let me go, let me go. I come. That's what I do.
That's fantastic. Like that. They got to remember that shit, I'm sure.
Whatever. I mean, yeah, Freddie Mercury was gay or whatever, but
right.
That doesn't matter.
No.
It's all part
good,
of it.
It's a good cum song. No, whatever. Like, I have a lot of songs I like to cum to.
You should. You should keep coming to those songs. But sing them.
There's was the Hysteria from Def Leppard. I used to cum to that a lot.
Really?
Yeah. I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight by Cutting Crew. Yeah,
I just
cummed in my pants tonight is what I changed it to. Because I was cumming. That was out when I was pretty young, and I was cumming in my pants mostly. How many times do you guys cum in your pants a month?
In life? I don't know, man.
Yeah, a month. Per month.
Like these days?
These days. Or average in your life.
Seven times a month, I think.
No,
seven?
I think so.
What are you talking about? It should be zero.
What?
Come in your
pants. Oh, yeah, whatever, mister. Okay.
Zero to one.
I never come in my pants.
0 to 1.
You know, but like...
What are you talking about?
Like, you just look at somebody, you're like, ah, she's really hot, and then you just come.
No, and you can, like, rub your pants, like, against... Or you could tie a shoelace.
Yeah.
I did this. I fucking, like... I invented this jack-off machine where, like, I had a piece of clothesline... And, like, I tied it to my shoelaces on my shoe, and I ran it up my pant leg, and I tied the other end right below my penis, like, you know, right below the, like, my dick head, like, right on the skin where I would jerk it off.
Yeah.
So when I tapped my foot, it would jerk myself off. And, like, I did it as a joke. Like, I told these other guys I was hanging out with, like, look, I'm going to invent this thing. And I was like, look, it works. It works. And because I'm like, it was working. I was like, oh, yeah, it's jerking my dick. And then this guy, like, this was all when I was working for the city of Austin. Like, we ran this Trail of Lights Christmas park thing. And And the guy who was in charge, like, he fucking, you know, he's there, like, making drinks or whatever. And he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I invented a jerk-off machine where, like, I tap my foot and it jerks my dick. And there's, like, a piece of clothesline that connects my dick to my shoestring. And he goes, what? Get out of here. Grabs the rope at my pant leg and it fucking... Dude, it like chokes my dick, like fucking strangulates my dick.
Wait, there really was a clothesline to your dick?
Yeah. I was like, look, I can invent this jerk off machine.
Why would you have to actually do it?
Because I wanted to see if it would work. Because like that would be an awesome tool to have when you're looking at like a teenage girl's soccer game. Obviously, that was set for comedic effect.
Doesn't sound like a joke.
No, but like a volleyball game or something.
Right.
Whatever. Something teenagers are doing. Just getting on the bus.
Juniors.
Yeah, varsities.
Older looking juniors.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. So I did it, and then he grabbed that fucking rope, and it strangulated my dick, and I was like, oh, fuck. Like, it was like, no.
It sounds really aggressive, man.
Dude, well, he didn't know. Like, he didn't know that it really was tied around my dick.
What was he reaching for then?
He just grabbed the fucking, like, or, like,
and you were like, oh, my fuck,
and like fucking just gone. I was like, oh no.
Wait, what
no,
happened?
No, no.
What happened?
I had rope burn on my dick.
No, but when.
And I had a girlfriend at the time, too. And it's like, I got rope burn on my dick. And I had to tell her, like, this is what happened. I invented the jerk off machine.
No.
Where you could be at the grocery store and tap your foot. And yeah, no, I was like, I have rope burn on my dick. And that's how it happened. But, like, I mean, come on. Like, how else is that going to happen? In some kind of kinky situation?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, oh, yeah, I mean, totally. She knew me enough.
Totally. Rough sex.
She knew me well.
Sex.
No, I had, like, rope burn on my dick. It was undeniable rope burn. Like, it was rope burn.
Right.
Yeah.
What did the guy say when rope you said, burn. When you yeah, said, you- when you said, no, 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 and he realized he was pulling something?
I mean, everybody had a really good laugh. Like, oh. He was just like, oh, shit, oh, shit. And oh. I was, like, fucking, like, taking my pants off and trying to, like, I mean, it, like, fucking squoze my dick down, like, you know? Like, it was like a fucking knot tightened really hard on my dick. Like, right below the head.
Did it bruise, too? Like, were the bruises?
Dude, it was a fucking, yeah, it was a scene for a little bit. But it never didn't work or anything, but it was fucking crazy. Like, it was rope burned, bruised. Like, it looked fucking, thank God I had a girlfriend, because, like,
you could
hook up with a girl and be like, here you go. And she's like, what the fuck? What is there, like, stage makeup on there? Is this like a Phantom of the Opera production with your dick?
And you're trying to convince her, they're like, no, it's okay.
No, she's it's
like,
just no, it's rope not burn. Okay. It's just rope burn and bruises from last
she's
night.
She's like, that's welts and like fucking cysts and shit. Like, you're going to burst, man. You're like, no. Ugh. I had my jerk off machine tied to my dick.
Well, yeah, well, that's a slice of life. Of old BW when I was working for the Trail of Lights in Austin, Texas, for the city of Austin.
Hey, that
I was a carpenter.
Really?
Yep. 10 years, 19 to 29.
Like, you were a programmer.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
Joe believed that.
I did too. I
told him I was a programmer or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's very easy to just straight up lie to your friends that don't know like that much about you.
Sure.
No, I was a computer programmer. You didn't know that? 6 years. No. And it's like, yeah, it's because I wasn't. But it is such a good
like, I like, that's as far as I could have gone with a lie.
I couldn't fucking.
The word programmer. That's as far, as deep as I could have gotten with it.
I don't know what else to say after that. I don't know any technical terms. For like a pro. Yeah, I had a computer and stuff. And would program things and like, ones and
oh, he sounds like he's definitely a programmer.
Zeros and ones. Like, what are you fucking? I don't know what it's all about.
I don't know that shit either. You can really do so. Like, if you know how to do that, it's like knowing
rule
how to
the world.
Edit. Yeah, when you know how people who know how to edit like really well.
All my friends in college
changes everything, huh?
All my friends in college were big techie people like that, programmers and stuff.
Not me, man.
It was crazy. It was so helpful. They could always like install stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish I had that fucking natural skill, which I don't, man.
Yeah.
I've had people come to the house and like
to repair the things.
Oh, like to upgrade? You know, like what, like they'll just install more memory and like remove your keyboard basically so they can.
No.
You didn't, I haven't seen people do stuff like that?
What? No.
I had some guy come over and he just upgraded everything on the computer.
Wait, which model Dells do you guys have?
We have the.
Because I got the Dell Inspiron 1050.
I think I have the Inspiron 3.
Yeah.
It's really good.
That has faster speed. And Internet right. Explorer is like 7 times faster on that, I think.
Maybe even 8. And it has the.
You get the. And which Dell do you have, Ari?
2 towers.
The Packard.
Oh, you have a Hewlett Packard.
Yes.
How big is the screen on that?
It's a 9x9. It's a full square. It's one of the old models.
Wait, 9 inches?
Yeah, it doesn't resize. It doesn't look weird, but you just can't see a lot of the stuff.
Oh, so
yeah, it's
like
square.
A 9x9 view of a 20x20 screen. Oh, yeah,
it's way out of frame. It's way out of frame. It's hard
you
to
just
get
see
work
the
done.
Middle of a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh, you have you to like just.
It's probably good for like mental exercises though, because you have to figure out what is going on outside of the what you're seeing. You know,
it is touchscreen though.
Oh, it's a touchscreen.
Yeah, but it just can't. You can't like make it wider or shorter.
If I could interject for a second,
yeah,
that's what she said. I mean, you can't make it any wider or shorter.
No.
As a perfect, that's what she said.
That is.
What did I say before?
You can't make it wider or shorter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You knocked that out of the park, though.
That's right a pretty there. Good, that's what she said.
That's a pretty good one.
Let's try to make another one naturally happen.
Okay.
All right. So you guys have been to that new hot dog store.
Oh, what's it called?
It's called Wiener Schnitzels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they sell like these wieners.
What kind of ones do they sell?
They're like they
round ones?
All there. They're round, they're phallic shaped wieners. Okay. Like just like wieners. Yeah. And you can buy them one at a time. And
you put them anywhere you want?
Put them wherever you want. And I asked the guy if I could, I asked him about his wieners.
Yeah.
And I was like, can I put one of these wieners on layaway? And he was like, what do you need it for later? And I was like, yeah, I might, you know, I don't want to commit to a wiener right now.
Right.
I might want one now. I kind of want one now, but I don't want to make that commitment to have a wiener right now.
So give me a little more time.
So I'll put it on layaway.
Yeah.
In a 5-month plan, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Might come back. I'll come back. I'll shop. I'll shop for other stuff.
Sounds like
I'm aware that I've put that wiener on layaway.
But
sometimes I just make believe. I'm like, I make believe it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so a few months go by.
And you're thinking about it.
I'm like, okay.
Think about the wiener.
I might.
You're thinking about it.
I might put the other $3.70 down.
Mm-hmm.
Get this wiener package.
Yeah.
Get this wiener package.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, are you guys men of the world?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, I get this wiener. I get this wiener package, right?
Yeah.
A big wiener package?
I get this wiener package.
Yeah.
This wiener package. Fucking wieners. Serious.
No way.
I just didn't see an opportunity to place one in there.
I don't know.
It was really.
I kept waiting for a good chance to slide it. That's what she said in, but I just didn't see.
Oh, yeah,
a single
that's,
opportunity.
Yeah, I forgot.
I forgot.
That's what she
that's where
said.
We're going.
I forgot.
You guys should have just said that. Yeah, that's right. That would have been.
I thought that you were just throwing opportunities in. I thought that's what it was.
I forgot that that was the game.
Saying,
I thought it was a different game.
I was thinking of all these wieners.
I am pretty high.
Yeah. I honestly thought it was a different game. And I didn't know exactly how to play it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was, like, I was like, we're playing a game?
You were just gone with it.
I was lost.
Any of you out there listening live, I'd like to send a shout out to you, all of you.
All the live listeners?
All the live listeners right now.
Yeah, we appreciate you
thanks,
guys.
Ma'am. Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that whole whispering thing. Well, maybe you edit this thing sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not this one. That's fine. I was trying to go a little bone zone-y there.
No, I was going
with
it.
We get silly.
But I didn't know where to go.
Yeah, but then we're just whispering.
How long do you whisper for sometimes?
I'll whisper for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see you guys doing
that. We're going to the vault.
You go to the vault with whispers?
Yeah, we whisper in the vault. We go on, like, we went to Mars. We go on a lot of adventures. And sometimes, yeah, we whisper and then we scream.
I've heard the scream. I like that. You know, I'll just break into screams for no reason.
That was there. I was looking at Rogan's board and somebody posted about our podcast. They were like, I like it, but they scream too loud sometimes. Like they hated it when we scream.
How many stars?
How many people were into saying that a lot?
In the forum?
Yeah, or just one dude?
Oh, it was one dude in like a four-page forum. No, I thought it was funny.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because it is so ridiculous. Like, I listen back to a lot of them now.
Yeah.
And they make me laugh, but I'm like, I don't know how many people this is going to be funny to. Like, I feel like it's like a little fucking slumber party, like, treehouse situation with three idiots.
I told you, it's like a butthead, but, like, a little bit smarter and one more of them.
Yeah, well, let's all do, when we get back to L.A., let's all do a podcast together. Let's do a... are you guys okay with going to the Ice House to Red Band's thing doing a bone zone there?
Definitely, man.
Well, let's just do that. That'd be the easiest way to do it.
Okay.
Or we could do a home zone.
Yeah, whatever.
I think there are enough microphones there.
Guys, did you forget this is my CD release party?
Oh, yeah, the CD release party. White girls with cornrows.
Wait, you're having a CD release party?
That's what this is.
CD release party, bro.
Wait, what is?
Right
this,
now.
What we're doing.
We're sitting. This is going out live?
This is a live show.
Yeah, we get the show.
This is a party I'm throwing in your room for my...
How long do we
have the satellite for? How long do we have
to what? You paid for the satellite to feed this out. That was a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh, we got till at least
dude, you're about to say midnight because you forgot that it's
well past
midnight.
Whoa, 4:08.
Wow. All right.
That's okay.
Is it that late?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's fine with me.
Dude, we're having fun this week.
It's only 1:08.
Yeah, it's a fun time, man. That's true.
It's only 1:08.
It is.
Don't reset your clock to be this time.
Brendan, I like going to festivals with you.
Yeah, man. I like going to festivals with you.
What happened to you?
I don't know what happened, man.
I like good times.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
What happened to you? I never knew you before.
What happened? Like, as in...
Did you used to be cool?
No, I meant
a long time ago.
Like, I've been at festivals with you before. I've been at Montreal with you before. How come we didn't go a little crazy? You drank some, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened to you, bro?
It got different, man. It got real, you know?
Oh, what got real?
I just didn't end up with you.
Just growing up, man. Maturity, you know? I check the mail every day now. You know what I mean?
What's that mean?
Just take it a little more seriously, Brendan. You know, you go
Are
check
you on,
the mail.
Like, food stamps or something?
I'm looking for checks in the mail.
If you guys qualify for food stamps, would you take them?
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely, me too. Why are you pausing?
No, I mean, like, yeah, I'm staying to pay for, I've seen people use them at, like, high-end markets and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Like at Whole Foods?
Yeah. People get, like, nice shit. Gelson's.
Gelson's?
Yeah.
I can see that. My mom would do that.
But you're definitely paying more to shop there in L.A.
Yeah. But, like, there's cheap people. Like, yeah, I'm going to use these coupons.
Sure. But, like, food stamps, too. They use their EBT card.
Where did you record this CD?
Denver.
Comedy Works?
Yeah.
Me, too.
Oh, really? Oh,
Comedy Works downtown?
No, I did the other one.
The other one.
The South Club. Mm-hmm.
Really?
All right.
How was that?
It's great, man.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah,
all right. Sure, it's great.
Brendan's.
Why, what's that? Cool.
Oh, no, yeah, no.
Suburban areas are usually way cooler than downtown areas.
Hey, I love
that. That's where an edgy, funny guy would record his CD. Like, no, I don't want to be downtown where everything's happening. Take me, like, 45 minutes into, like, housing developments. Safe, like Jay Leno watching type.
Safe.
Like, people that don't understand entertainment. Like, just if they, like...
if they can recognize the rhythm of what things I'm saying, that might be funny.
Yes.
That's the kind of crowd I'm looking for. Oh yeah. There's you got one? Oh, you got one right outside of the downtown comedy club? Oh, I would love to record my CD there. Thank you. I'll see you that weekend. Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, let however many office parties and bachelorette parties in. It doesn't matter. Nobody's there to see a thing. They just want to see quote-unquote comedy. And I can deliver it that.
Can we comp people?
Is it some of that in the, what's it called, downtown club? They put me in Downtown Crackers next week. That's what's called a conservative
that's
people.
That's fucking performing for the monkey cages.
I don't know. I was like, come on, why don't you put me the other place?
They're all garbage. Both of those crackers can suck my dick.
Oh, my
I'll
God.
I'll never step another foot in that
he doesn't like
fucking garbage.
He doesn't like the audience.
Like fucking
oh, really?
Yeah.
Hall. Like it's like a town meeting of fat pigs who are drunk.
Oh, my God.
Hey, where do we all get together to fucking just talk? Oh, we could buy tickets for $10 to go to this shitty comedy club and talk over a comedian. Let's go there.
I actually thought downtown was better, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be there next week, by the way,
fuck
ladies and gentlemen, at this pig hole factory that
yeah.
Brendan is talking about. I'll be there in 7 days.
The pig hole factory?
You thought it was better down there?
I did.
Hey, all garbage trucks. All garbage trucks in Indianapolis. You're going to have a lot more pickup calls this weekend at Ari Shaffir's comedy club appearance. Because all the garbage people are going to be taking cabs to and from this show.
You really hate this club.
It's just garbage people, man. You know what? There were a lot of good people at the shows, but the good people at the shows can attest that bad people ruined the fucking shows every night.
The bad people just—they choose how it goes.
There were people there to see me. I feel indebted. Like I hung out with so many people who were fans of my podcast.
Yeah,
and then I go on stage and like fucking, I want to make those guys. I want to give those guys a good show. And then you got some drunk fucking cunt, like radio show winner, like asshole, talking to somebody, and I engage her and. Like, the cops came into the room one night.
Really?
Because I was like, I'm not fucking, get this fucking bitch out of here. Like, this chick that's like, you know at Broad Ripple where they have people sitting right at the stage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a girl there, a lady with, she was drunk.
I hate that.
And her husband, and she just keeps having full-on conversation of like, hey, you can't do that. Just move to the back. I'm not trying to be confrontational. She's like, I'm not talking. Like, she was, like, that level of, like, oh, okay, you're the bitch that's ruining the fucking show now. Because I'm like, hey, you need to keep it down. I'm not talking. When it's like, I just interrupted you having a conversation.
Of course.
Yeah.
And it just got to the point where I fucking yelled at him a couple times. And then a door guy came in and told her and her husband, hey, you need to keep it down or whatever. And they were like, okay. And he starts walking away. And I was like, wait, where are you going, man? You're not leaving this room without these two assholes with you.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, okay. And the whole fucking place cheers. And I hate that shit when it turns into this fucking dog pile thing. It just gets to that point where you're like, all right, motherfucker, I'm done with you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, like, fucking rage against you. I'm not going to call you fat or fucking...
Just get out of here.
Yeah. Just, like, fucking... But now it's on. Like, you're out. But then the whole crowd gets behind it, and it just cheapens it in a sense where it's like, no, this isn't the show. And that becomes the show. That's all everybody takes away from it.
It's like, those two people?
Oh, man. When we saw... Oh, man. And he fucking lost on that dude. And then the fucking, and he was getting kicked out, and it's just fucking like, that's it. That's, my show doesn't exist anymore. It's fucking.
You become secondary.
That's all anybody's taking away from that.
And they say, how was it? They're like, oh, it was crazy. They don't talk about your comedy.
Oh, it was crazy. It was great.
You did or
they'll be like, go see it. It's off the chain. But.
So anyway, you're done with it.
I don't remember how we got started on that.
White Girls with Cornrows, out now on iTunes.
Yeah. Thanks,
buddy. Release party, no problem.
This is a CD release party. You guys should.
When? Where?
Right now.
It's happening right now.
Wait, this is the CD release party?
Yeah, man.
Do you have copies of your CD with you?
Yeah, of course.
Do you really?
Let's fucking. I have a CD player thing.
No, I don't.
Oh, my God. You're bringing one down, motherfucker. And we're all going to listen to your goddamn CD. Yeah, you motherfucker.
Absolutely.
I have a CD.
Yeah, it's your
CD. I even made jokes about it.
Okay, we'll do the limo.
Monday.
Bring
Monday's
a copy
a
down
idea.
For me at least.
What?
Okay, Monday. Yeah, yeah.
Why Monday?
No, not Monday. I'll follow you up to your room.
No.
I'll get a copy of your CD and I'll come back down and just listen to it privately.
No, man.
I'll write it on a piece of paper. You could sue me for $1 zillion if I play it on Ari's podcast or whatever.
What?
Well, I'm saying when you leave, give me a copy of your CD.
No, let's have a dance
me and Ari are
going to
sit here and listen to it.
These are both horrible ideas, man.
No,
me and Ari are going to listen to your CD.
Yeah, we are. No, man. No way.
No, yeah.
No, man.
Let me walk you up to your room.
Absolutely not.
And you won't give me a copy of your CD?
No, man.
Is there a way to get it on? Oh, we can fucking get it from iTunes. All right.
Oh, yeah.
See you later, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'll pay fucking. How much does it cost?
For $47.
$47?
Yeah, $99.
I've never paid $47 for anything on the internet, including Gerd's goods.
No, so we can continue this podcast without Tom. But, like, his CD could be our third guest.
Tom, what do you have to say about this? Well, the thing.
I mean, the internet's kind of out of control. These days, I just Googled Google and my computer exploded.
This is great.
Remember when everything was
crazy? I had one of your bits on when I was in Austin on the radio.
Really?
Yeah, on 102.7 or whatever it is there, on that comedy station. There's nothing good music-wise in Austin, by the way.
There's some good music there.
There's fucking classic
rock.
You gotta
live there.
And there's nothing modern or fucking alt.
There's some like weirdos. There are weirdos, but they're not that ambitious.
Couldn't find any good music?
No.
I don't know. Maybe nothing's going on there.
It all has fucking Perfect Circle and fucking Slipknot slipped in with like okay shit.
In Austin?
Yeah.
Well, but that's... What are you talking about? Radio stations?
Country, yeah, it's either country... But anyway, the point was I heard your fucking song on.
Yeah.
Your thing about the...
Your problem...
It was really funny. But probably not off this
you
album.
You have a song?
Your problems make my dick hard... Your problems make my dick soft, yeah.
Your problems make my dick soft?
It's like a
comedy song?
Like an R&B one, yeah.
No. I'm sorry, what's the song? It was a track from your album. It was about the... 16 and pregnant girls, the Mexicans.
Oh yeah.
It was fucking tremendous.
Oh thanks,
man. Was that off the last album?
Yeah, off the first one. Yeah,
It was great.
Where did you wait? You did Downtown when? When did you do it?
In May.
Oh, you got yours out faster.
Really?
Yeah. What are you calling it?
Revenge for the Holocaust.
That's heavy handed.
That's what?
Heavy handed.
He's not a fan of it.
I mean, all right. Yeah, we get it. You're Jewish already. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, the Holocaust thing happened. Can we? Right.
He almost died picking up a quarter. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
That is a funny story. You were talking about that in the car.
Oh, yeah.
That Joe Rogan stuff is pretty sweet.
What do you mean?
Just the, like, we're all very lucky to be friends of Joe.
Because he got us a car back to...
Not just all of it, he's such a great, generous...
Incredible.
I feel genuinely close to him and, like, not... I don't feel like, you know... I mean, obviously, I'm not going to, like, bust his balls, you know? Unless I think it's, like, really funny where it can't not be said. But it's like I think we have a really great relationship with like a really great fun guy.
I guarantee you, once we say like, oh yeah, people are excited about that show, then he'll guilt him into doing it, even if he's tired from the UFC.
Oh yeah, man.
We're gonna guilt him into that show. That's gonna be the best show. Like as we should get fucking people to videotape that.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like a Well, should we just say it?
Just
now
get a couple cameras.
Here's the plan. Here's what the plan is.
Get a couple cameras.
Tomorrow.
We're all going to be like a little tipsy or a little shroomy or a little fucking high.
Yeah.
And we're all going to be fucking wound like we went to the fights.
Yeah.
Fucking Rogan's going
to
be there. And we're all going to fucking come out blazing.
I wonder if I can get some for tomorrow.
Man, if we could all fucking eat mushrooms an hour before we go
over to that place,
before the show starts, we have to figure out the order and just stagger them all by like 15 minutes.
To get them all going at the same time.
Yeah. Well, you can. I'll take the mushrooms at the same time where it's like, I'm first.
How did mushrooms affect your set?
I've never done mushrooms.
You didn't fucking do the goddamn Shroom Fest show.
You said they didn't do anything to you.
No, I took the second half eighth, and then they hit me pretty hard.
Well, I wound up getting a bunch of mushrooms for the rest of the festival. Yeah.
They were great.
Yeah.
So it's fine. You just rely on your material. You just like, I just tell my jokes, but then like you're just a little slower. Yeah. This is what's his name from San Francisco told me.
I took fucking Molly before I went up that night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, I didn't take, because you said the mushrooms were bunk, and someone had Molly for me, so I took the Molly.
You said it makes you quicker? Is that what you said?
I think it was because I had taken them 2 days before. I think that's why I said that.
Does it make you gaze fast, before?
What?
Make you fast?
Or what?
Well, you guys hear what I said? I said,
no, it doesn't make you faster.
Two gaze before? Hey, man! Hey!
Right, it's
fucking
here.
Duncan Trussell Family Hour. Holy fucking shit. I got some for you guys.
Duncan, I didn't know you were here in Toronto.
Hey, man, I'm doing a super secret, double secret, super special podcast. I have the fucking one of these guys who...
Not right there.
I'm not doing a good impression now.
Yeah, it's a little odd. It's way better on the episode.
Casey Kasem-ish.
Hey! Sound like you're doing an impression of Jeff Richards.
Hey, man!
Oh, there he is. A little bit.
Duncan Trussell Family Hour, man!
Whoa.
I'm here with Ari Shaffir.
Yeah, hey, man. Hey, Duncan.
And Tom Segura, two of my best friends on the planet. We were brought together by a great man named Joe Rogan.
So what are you doing here in Toronto, Duncan?
I'm here to do a podcast.
No, you came just for that?
I came to fucking talk to you guys off the record! Come on!
Those moments right at the edges there. He gets it so dead on.
Wow. So Ari,
yeah,
you're a filthy fucking Jew, right?
Yeah, dog. I guess so. Yeah.
You know, I'm
kidding. Yeah, yeah, sure.
I'm forgetting how to do the fucking impression again.
Just let it slip.
I lost it.
What do you do? What do you do in Montreal when you hang out there? Like, what do you get into?
I just go to the bar.
There, at the hotel.
Yeah, you know.
Here's my plan.
Inside and outside.
We came up yesterday. If you have to do 4 days in one of these,
yeah,
just space it out to 5 days and have a day off in the middle.
Oh, that's
so you
not
can
bad.
Get into some stuff.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So you can just like, you know, do things, see shows, go fucking, I don't know, go out of town for 30 minutes.
Yeah, I'll see shows sometimes at those festivals too. If there's someone I really want
to
see.
But I mean, like, what's in the area? Like, go to a fucking baseball game at night.
This one is a little more dense than like a Montreal.
There's more what? Dense?
It's more dense where it's like there's not like a 6:30 and a fucking like 11:30 show.
Oh, yeah.
They have way more shows though, right? Like,
well, they're doing 42 shows, I think.
No, but I'm saying.
It's 42 things.
Oh, I don't know.
But I'm saying Montreal's list of shows.
Who's in charge of marketing? What do you?
Why is it 42?
If you have to explain, like, it doesn't, like, I was like 40. Has this been 42 years? Because they were talking about, like, it was like 25 years, like on the last, or 30 years.
No, I don't know. It's 42 things.
It is that you can use that pass to get into. That's what the 42 is.
That's why. Really?
It's fucking
yeah.
And what?
It's such a complicated concept.
Some of those things are performers.
No, man. All right, man.
Nah, man.
All right, man. Natasha, take me back. I'm just fucking with you. All right, man. All right, well, those of you tuning in to the Duncan Trussell Family Hour. Natasha.
I know. I don't know what kind of boundaries I'm crossing. I don't want to ruin
relationships with friends.
Go for it.
No. I think Duncan's got a pretty thick skin, right?
Yeah, no, he's fine.
When it comes to we're pretty close.
Yeah.
I could do that.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, man, Natasha, man. Hey, Natasha, man. Natasha. Man, take me back, man.
Duncan, this is not why you came to Toronto.
Just to ask
her. I thought she was doing this festival, man.
Oh, maybe if you didn't call her man all the time.
Fuck, man, no. Terrence McKenna, he wrote this thesis where... Wait. If you treated women and you called them man, it would make you all seem equal and you would share the cleaning and the cooking and the hunting. It's just all about how you communicate, man.
Do you think that's why I thought those mushrooms were bunk? Because I just took some 2 days before? Does that do that?
All right. What are you...
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Was that an possible? Okay, Duncan, that whole time?
I thought that was pretty good.
A lot of it was really high.
And I don't
pretty
know
high,
that well.
A little tipsy on wine.
I don't know that well, so my butt doesn't count. Yeah, you would know.
No, it's pretty close.
It captures the spirit of
it. Yeah, that thing you were doing on your podcast was way dead on.
Dude, that was really good. Yeah. And Davey's impression of Johnny Pemberton.
Oh, yeah, it was really good, too. It was Johnny Pemberton, Duncan, fake
Peppers
Duncan Pemberton, and fake Duncan Trussell going back.
That's funny.
It was me as Duncan Trussell.
What is his Pemberton like?
He's just like, oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Peppers. Oh, yeah, no, I got red peppers. There's the tomatoes coming in, too.
Acting stuff. Yeah.
Oh, you should audition for more stuff. Yeah, no, you'd be good, Duncan. Yeah, no, you just get out there, man.
I think that's a pretty good impression.
Yeah, it's not bad. I love how
one guy does
an impression of somebody in the community, then like it becomes like everyone's impression within like 6 months.
It becomes your impression of that guy's impression.
Uh-huh. Always.
Like, you figured out how to do it.
Jeff Danitz in one of the first Tommy from the Comedy Stores, and then everyone just does that.
Oh, they do his impression of Tommy, yeah.
Of whose impression?
This guy, Jeff Danitz.
He was
a comic there. Now he's a writer. That's how that goes. So what are we going to learn from listening to your CD, White Girls with Cornrows?
I don't know, man. I mean, it's a pretty serious fucking political statement, you know?
That CD sounds
awesome. Did you guys know I was doing... Segura's got a new... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you didn't.
Well, Tom Segura, his CD, it's called... Chair Rows in the Theaters. Chair Rows in the Theaters.
Right.
In the Cedars.
Right, in the Cedars, yes.
And nosebleed seats.
Nosebleed seats. I got, yeah. Yeah, nosebleeds.
Four tickets sold. just in nosebleeds.
Yes. Four tickets.
Uh-huh. Just the cheapest.
And there's some old school. There's like some old school popcorn and soda, like movie theater soda. Like as a image on the front.
People that bought seats had their pay.
They only bought.
The
they were like, we don't want to pay any more than cheapest
let's
price.
Let's go as far away as possible.
And they're against
is there
the
a $6.50 ticket? Yeah, we'll just take
that.
Moving
back from that.
They're like, we have many available. Like just for a few dollars more, you can be like a lot closer. And
you
like,
can see them.
No.
Just, yeah, no. $6.
Are we still, this is still the title of
we're
the
we're a family of four.
Right?
That's the title.
It's like Fiona Apple's album.
I forget how we got here.
You were going towards, you're going to record one.
Recording a CD.
Yeah, that's what you're going towards.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
And what are you going to do yours?
Doing it October 12th.
It's called like a heartburn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't have heartburn right now.
But isn't that the?
But
you
I
said
do
that was
get
the,
it sometimes.
The album you were going to call it that you said,
"Banged by the Sun." First time. I hope I didn't just jinx it because I don't want to hear people comment on the title.
On "Banged by the Sun,"
but it's a good. I don't want to explain the whole thing.
Okay.
It's going to be the album cover and the
just
title.
Tell me where you were when you thought of it?
It was a committee. But it's going to be one of those albums where the title and the picture on the cover of the album is going to make you just buy it. Like, it's like, well, I got to see what this is all about.
What are you going to have?
I can't. We shouldn't get into it here. Okay.
It's forced, though, right? It's a forced thing, forced position.
No.
Could a seal mimic that position?
There's, you know, we're already, we should just shift topics. Did you guys know Anderson Cooper is gay?
No.
Yeah.
The news guy?
Did you know that Ted Danson, when he was on Cheers,
was gay also?
He was gay.
Whoa. Wow, I heard that. I heard that bald-headed guy was a gay guy.
Have you guys ever met Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yeah.
Yeah, he hangs sometimes.
You know him?
Yeah.
He hangs out at the Pink Dot a lot.
Okay. He used to be fucking Sam on Cheers.
Whoa.
Back in the day, before Cheers was like a TV show.
Before the show even started?
Yeah, yeah, when it was just like an underground thing.
Yeah.
And when T.J. Hunter was on
Cheers. People were like into it, yeah. Oh, there were so many people. John Doe.
John Doe was on Cheers?
Yeah, Malcolm X.
What episode of Malcolm X on?
He was on that one where they, like, oh, the first time they used the N-word on TV.
Yeah. It was a pretty early episode, though.
Dude, I remember... Did you ever watch Give Me a Break?
Yeah, sure.
Nell Carter.
Yeah.
She was the nanny.
That's where Joey Lawrence came from.
Joey Lawrence was on it. And did you watch that too, Tom?
I've seen a couple episodes.
Well, there was one episode.
Nell Carter? She was the force of that show.
She had the big tits, right?
She died, I think.
Big monster tits.
I do think she died.
What? A gigantic, fat, ethnic woman died?
All right, guys. You know, you can sound racist the way you talk sometimes.
Sorry.
But, Nell Carter, I think, is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was a great singer or something.
And she was a good singer, apparently.
Yes, I don't know.
I knew her from Give Me a Break. And I would watch it. Something, something, something.
Did she sing the theme song to Give Me a Break?
I think she did. And then it was like Joey Lawrence was the little boy, and he had just like a bunch of older sisters. Whoa, and then he had some talent show. This is like the most quoted thing me and my brother ever said. He had this talent show where he did this Al Jolson number, like put fucking blackface on, like a little young Joey Lawrence, and did this like, mammy, fucking
what?
Like, yeah, 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 this was on Give Me a Break. And he does this like mammy blackface thing.
Late 80s?
No, early, mid 80s.
Okay.
Like early, like I don't think I was a teenager yet.
Okay.
And then Nell Carter has this moment with Joey after he does his, like, mammy routine. And he's like, what did you think, Nell? And she goes to him, she goes, I never thought I'd live to see the day when you'd say, nigger.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why did she say, did he said it?
Well, because he fucking did this Al Jolson routine.
He's like, put on a minstrel show.
Yeah, he didn't know.
But did he say the word?
No, he didn't say it, but she was like,
so to like her,
she
was
equating what he did. Yeah. Yeah, just said nigger.
And so she got really butthurt over it.
Yeah, yeah. And then like a lesson was learned somehow, I forget.
Red
Fox said it once.
Yeah, it was my favorite episode.
Yeah, on Sanford and Son. Red Fox?
Well, yeah.
I have his albums.
I know.
His sister.
Sanford and Son.
No.
Which one are you talking about?
When Red Fox is in court. You ever saw that one?
Oh, yeah.
And then they cut it out when it airs now. It doesn't air.
Yeah. You can find it on YouTube, though.
Yeah, you can see it on YouTube.
Wait, what did he say? What did he say? Remind me.
He said, I'm going to fuck it up. But he said, he said,
I'm gonna find it.
Oh, he said there's enough niggas in here to make a Tarzan movie.
Yeah. Tarzan movie.
Tarzan.
Because they're like, how come you lock up white people?
Yeah, and goes, that's what it was.
There's enough niggas in here to make a Tarzan movie.
Yeah. And that crowd goes fucking crazy.
In the courtroom.
But no, the live studio audience.
Oh, yeah.
It goes fucking crazy, man. Like, it is in it's total hysterics.
Yeah.
You know? Like, and they just paused. Like, they had to stand there for, like, you know.
And so they aired it the first time like that, but they won't air it again, or they just never aired it like that?
They cut it out of, like, yeah, like, when it reruns now, it's out. It's not in the, it's not
they
in.
They were like, oh, the lawyers talked, you can never air that again.
You're never airing that again.
You're never airing that again. There was another time they used it.
Yeah.
There was another time they used
shut
it.
Shut that shit down.
Who was his sister-in-law?
I don't remember, man.
Well, the sister.
She said it too?
No, yeah. Some guy was coming in who was claiming he was Lamont's father because when Fred was away at war, he snuck into their house and he had sex with Elizabeth.
Really?
Yeah.
Elizabeth!
And Fred was like, no
I'm
way.
I'm coming to you, baby!
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, that's right.
And so then the sister-in-law comes in, realized, here's what the story is, that this guy had sex with his sister. That's what the story was. It ends up he had sex with the sister-in-law.
Okay.
Whatever. But when she hears that he had sex with the sister, that he was claiming that,
yeah,
she goes, you nigger.
Really?
Yeah, like all harsh like that.
Jesus.
It was the harshest I've ever heard. It was
on
the worst
Sanford
I've ever.
Son?
Yeah. It was the worst I've ever heard.
There's a black lady calling him that?
Calling a black dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, well, that's how crazy. It was intended.
Wow.
Jesus.
This would be a good time to have call-in numbers. Like,
yeah.
Like, where do you remember hearing the N-word? Well, I remember, like, the first time I heard the N-word.
Ever?
Was from watching Blazing Saddles.
Really?
With a friend of mine. I was like, I don't know, I was like 8.
Yeah.
And I watched it, and I didn't, like, really comprehend, like, most of that humor. I was pretty little.
Yeah.
And then a friend of mine that I was in, like, this third grade with or whatever, he was talking to me. He's like, oh, when all those niggers were caught in the quicksand. And I was like, oh, yeah, that was funny. I remembered the part where the people were caught in the quicksand. And I just thought niggers was a funny name, like, where I was like, oh, I guess it's you're called a nigger when you get caught in the quicksand. And then, like,
I guess that's what it is.
I was at, I think we're at my house, or, you know, like, the house I grew up in, with my uncle, and I was sitting next to my uncle, and Blazing Saddles was on. Like, it might have been something, like, when it just came on HBO or something, like, when HBO was new. And my uncle was like, have you ever seen this? It's really funny. And I was like, yeah, I really like the part when all the niggers are stuck in the quicksand. Like, that's so funny. Like, there's just niggers stuck in the quicksand. My uncle's like, he's like, do you know what you're saying?
Child, that is very racist.
Well, a friend of mine said it to me.
How old are you when you said it?
Like 11, maybe? Or I mean, that it could be younger.
Like, what has your mom been teaching you?
Jesus, 11 or 8 or 9, I don't know. But no, a friend of mine said it to me. Like, a friend of mine. Well, they say it in the movie, too.
No, I get it, I know.
They call them niggers and stuff. But I just thought it was a silly name, and my uncle's like, dude, you don't fucking say that. Like, what are you talking about? Do you even know what you're saying? And I'm like, yeah, they're like stuck in the mud. They're niggers. And he's like, no, that's not.
So what that means,
that's not. Nah, man. And he's like, yeah, he told me about it. And I was like, all right, well, I'm still going to say it a lot because it's a crazy word to say. No, I don't throw it around.
I said something from the back seat of where pulling up to some ski house or something, and I said,
some ski house?
We used to be rich.
Or skeet house.
It was a skeet house.
Skeet, 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 skeet.
All over Mrs. Shafir's face. Skeet, 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 skeet.
Please stop mock skeeting over my mom's face.
Skeet, 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 skeet.
How old's your mom?
She's like late 60s now.
What's her tit situation like? What is it like, though?
I have an understanding with my mom that she hasn't talked to me about listening to this podcast.
Yeah, she's not going to listen to it.
No, she always listens.
Figure out, like, but, like, what are you, Mrs. Shafir? Are you, like, a bee? I see your mom as, like, a bee.
All right.
What do you think? Is she a big bosom lady?
No.
Does she have a big tits?
I don't have any idea.
Come on. Of course you do. You got eyeballs. You've seen your mom.
No.
You ever been to the beach with your mom?
It's been since I was so little. I don't remember. I have no idea.
Call your mom right now.
I'm not calling.
And put her on speakerphone.
Wake up.
We're on East Coast time, too. She's probably just waking up.
All right. No, well, my CD's playing music. Otherwise, I'd totally wake her up right now to ask him about her.
Oh, Tom has to go get his CD.
I asked my mom once if she had had sex with my dad before they got married.
Uh-huh.
She refused to answer.
Well, why would you even ask that?
I thought I was
pervert.
To with her.
You're a fucking pervert,
that's what
dude.
She said.
You had a pair of.
I asked my wife about that. I was like, I don't know. I just want to know about you.
You had a pair of her panties in your sweatshirt pocket. I needed to totally jerk off on so many levels into your panties, Grandma or Mom. I mean,
they don't know who you are. All right.
Wait, what? This is a good podcast so far.
Yeah, I think so. What would you guys have?
We should edit out most of it, though.
Well, I'm not going to do any of that work.
None?
None of that work.
Get Red Band on it. He's on top of things. I'll do
it. I want this, this will come out tomorrow morning.
Huh?
This will be out tomorrow morning.
Whoa. What are you going to call it?
This Tom Segura CD release party or White Girls with Cornrows CD release party.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, whatever. Yeah, to support Tom CD. What's it called?
It's called Rainrose at the Theater.
What's it called? Yeah, yeah.
Rainrose at the Theater.
Rainrose?
Yeah, at the Theater.
Something like that. Rainrose
at the Theater.
In the Theater.
Oh, in the Theater.
Up yeah, four, in the Theater.
Sold four tickets up in the nosebleed.
Nosebleed sections.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was too. So long ago.
Wow. How long have we been doing this, man?
We might have been going long enough. 55 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah.
This is only
I thought we were like at 2 hours.
I thought this was 3.5 hours already, man.
Well, we're up here for a little bit.
We're all
we started.
Pretty high, I guess.
All right. I got to roll, dude.
This was work. Is this considered work?
Yeah, man.
All right.
What? Work? No.
You got to roll what?
I mean, I meant like I was just going to go to bed.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought.
I thought you said, is this work?
Why?
Well, because you said before, like, you couldn't hang out. You had to work. And then we're like, oh, how about if we do a podcast where you can
sit down and smoke wine?
Wine? Yeah, why?
Why?
What?
Why?
Yeah, why are you going to bed?
Why? What are you doing? Where are you going? Where you got to go? When do you ever get to hang out?
You got to get to sleep so you can wake up.
Oh, what are you
going to
do? Go fucking put a fucking mud mask on and do your toenails?
I do have a long skincare process.
Like a communist?
You got that, like, sponge thing you put between your toes?
Are you guys really writing me about this?
Kind of bath salts and just relax, have a you time.
If you leave, you have to give us a copy of your album, or I'll just download it on my iPad. So.
All right, man. I'll give it to you.
You will?
Sure.
And we'll play it in my CD player thing.
Can we do an advertisement?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll play it on your podcast with me and you doing commentary on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We can dub it over.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Maybe we can have somebody remix all your stand-up into, like, dubstep shit. Like, really cool.
It'll be, like, an easy way for people to get a free... You'll get a preview of Tom Segura's new album called...
And they'll dubstep
Charlie Horses in Charlie Rose's studio.
Slapdown.
The Charlie Rose Slapdown. What's it like to try comedy with no chops?
It's pretty harsh.
Yeah,
is that harsh?
No.
You want to do Gameplay or Amazon?
What?
Do you want to do an advertisement?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You want to do Gamefly or Amazon?
I don't relate to any game-related stuff, so let's do
Gamefly.
Amazon.
Gamefly it is?
Oh, Gamefly?
I thought that's why it was a good reason to get you in on it.
Oh, okay, I'll do it then.
Yeah.
Do you do games at all?
Nah.
Even better.
Not even.
All right, well.
It's even better that way.
Why don't
you didn't think
games?
That was too harsh, did you?
No, man.
Oh, okay.
On what? On his CD title?
We don't know each other that well, but
oh, yeah,
like,
you
I
guys
think we're good
bosses,
but we don't hang out a ton.
What's that?
What's going well?
We're on the same page,
well.
But sometimes
serious?
How well do you guys know each other? I know you both pretty well, but how well do you guys know each other?
We haven't known each other that long.
No.
Year-ish? Like,
I mean, I've met him.
Seeing each other. Like, we've met each other a couple times over the years, but never really spent hang out. Like, on planes is the most we fucking... spent hanging out and having a blast too.
And you came
like when I made you touch that guy.
Yeah, that was funny. We were in Minneapolis, and he tweeted me. I saw him, and I was like, "I'm getting on a plane." And he tweeted like, "Hey, Tom Segura, I hope your plane crashes."
Yeah,
so we're on I the same like, site though.
I was just like, "You're a fucking horrible person. Like, I hate you, man." And then he walked past me, and he tweeted me to do something. And then I tweeted him back to do something, and then he was like, then this guy got up to let somebody in their row, like, you know, when they move back, and Brennan tweeted, touch that guy standing next to you. So I just touched him, and then
you,
I was
like kind of did a perfect yawn thing, like, but like, dude, like, really.
And then he was like, I was like, oh, my bad.
What I did, we both did this, too. There was a fake sneeze thing where
oh
we
my
said
God.
Our names. Like, I fake sneezed your... I was like, I'm going to fake sneeze your name right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, Tom!
And people were like...
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody
we're like
knew
10 stuff. Rows apart from each other.
And I go like, well...
Sneeze your name.
I'm going to fake sneeze your name.
People totally heard it like, that was not a sneeze.
Yeah.
And I was like, fake yell. There was something that you, there was a give and take with that.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You had to fake yell something or fake.
That was fun. That was really funny.
It was pretty good. Like, but yeah, we really haven't. We haven't.
You came over that one time. You did
came
my
over
podcast.
For the podcast.
And then you hung out a little bit.
Podcasts are different than like.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Hanging.
I like what you
said. But they're the Wild West, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Did we get any of that on tape?
The Wild West stuff?
Of me?
I think you did.
Fucking.
I don't think so.
No, that was when we were recording, for sure.
That you ruined my show because of the Wild West?
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so crazy.
I kept telling him, I was like, I'm sorry.
This guy was.
I was not out of control.
Yeah, no. And you could tell he's eating a sandwich, too, while he's doing all this conversing. I could tell. I'm picturing him like, oh, yeah, no. No, you just get a podcast, like a half hour on Comedy Central. I mean, things move forward. As long as every year, next year's better. You know, you just keep putting one foot in front of the other. I mean, the podcast feeds in a, what? Huh? Oh, you can hear me? Oh, you hear me through that curtain? 18 inches away from my face that you're performing across from? I'm doing press. Oh no!
I thought, do you know that I yelled? I'm doing when you said you're doing an interview. Yeah. I yelled, "I'm doing press" because I really thought it. You were like, do like it was like a bit. Like you were like, "Hey man, you doing an interview?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm doing press." And then you're like, "I can totally fucking hear you." She almost shit when you walked away.
Who,
like,
Lindsay?
Whoever works the venue. Lindsay. She works the venue, right? She goes like she was nice, but she was like, oh my God. And I was like, no, it's all right. Like, we didn't know. And she was like, I feel fucking terrible. And I was like, I know, but what can you do? And then she was like, she wanted to leave. She did?
She could.
Oh, yeah. She should, though, right? That's you can ask her.
I said that, when she, for like the third time, was like, is everybody okay? Can I get you anything? Oh, yeah. is everybody okay? Can I get you anything? And I was almost like, how about a kiss? But, like, I don't want to be a gross guy.
Yeah.
Guy,
you can't turn into that guy.
You can't do that. But, like, she was cute, and I'd be like, oh, and a kiss, like, Bobby on the cheek. I would like a kiss on the cheek from you.
Try it tomorrow.
You're a young lady.
Is there anything at all
you
can get you?
And you ruined my show. Huh?
Should I tell her that you're really upset?
I'm really upset.
Oh, by the way,
upset.
Can I just tell you this? This chubby guy named Jeffrey Danson, this Toronto comedian, chubby, really fat guy, walked in, and she goes, are you Tom?
Thanks.
And I was like, no, that's not him. But just like honestly, from like the shoulders to the dick, that's what you want to be looking for. He'll walk through wearing something, but that's about it.
Good, good.
Just Jeff, a filled out t-shirt. Jeffrey Danson, if you ever see him.
How big is he?
It's about your size.
He looks like me?
No, nothing in the face. Just all belly.
All gut?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not upset about...
About the yelling?
At all?
Nah. You, nah, man. First show of the festival.
Was the first show of the festival.
How upset were you when it happened?
Last 10 minutes of my set. Great set. Up until I hear somebody doing press behind a curtain. Well, you know, my wife and I started a podcast. I'm on the road a lot. No, stand up comedy is my bread and butter. I'm a road dog. Ask anyone.
Do you guys want to do some dates?
Yes.
Go for it.
Let's do it.
Tom Segura first.
What?
Because it's what would you rather it be called? The Tom Segura CD release party?
Definitely.
Or the White Girls with Cornrows CD release party?
Wait, a tour that we do?
What's the name of a tour?
Yeah, that'd be a great name of a tour.
We would sell a lot of tickets to that.
The Tom Segura CD release party.
CD release party, yeah. Where are you going now? Wait, when does this air? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning.
I'm going to be in Tacoma.
Washington.
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, and then October 4th through 6th.
October 4th through 6th.
Yeah, and then I'll be in Winnipeg after that.
You doing Winnipeg?
Why?
Yeah.
Fuck, I want to go there so bad.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a fun club. It's been there a long time.
What club is there?
Rumors.
Rumors? Oh.
I heard you were funny. Yeah, what? Rumors. Rumors, yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
Talking about rumors, man.
We're rumors, man.
Oh, did you hear this rumor?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
What is it?
You know the comedian Isaac Whitty?
Yeah.
Do you know him? No.
I know
that you know
name.
Chell Bjorgen?
Oh, yeah, I know Chell. We did that place together.
The Chell had to be helicoptered off a cruise ship one time because they hated him so much.
No.
They hated Chell so much?
Yeah, yeah. He was working. He got a cruise ship gig.
Yeah.
And the fucking first show went so poorly, they sent a helicopter to fucking bring another comedian and take Chell off the boat.
That bad?
What?
What did he say? Just like...
he laughs about it.
No, but what was the... was it just that, like, he was being
they
too,
just,
like, harsh?
I don't know. He didn't... They didn't like him. I don't know.
Wow.
No, he's not harsh.
Have you guys ever done a cruise ship?
No.
I did that Weezer cruise with Doug Benson.
That's different.
Yeah. It had Dinosaur Jr. and Sebado on
it. It's actually really cool. Fuck.
And there were a lot of good bands. Sleeper Agent is a band that I was introduced to there, and they're really fucking cool. And
did I tell you after Benson told me about that? I told my agent, I was like, hey, if you could get me on one of those things, like, I'd really, really want to do that. That sounds like really cool. And then he was like, there's like a 311.
You don't make any money.
There's like a I know, but I don't care. I'm in it for the fucking fun. But he was like, there's a 311 boat. And I was like, no, man, come on.
Well, I mean, if you want to get high, like, that's how it all started for Doug, I think. He did a 311 cruise.
Oh.
And Jess was like, had the fucking time of his life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just because everybody was cool. I don't think he's, like, a big fan of their music, but it was just fun. And that same there's this company called Sixth Man or something, or something man. Sixth Man or Fourth Man.
Yeah.
That rents these Carnival cruise lines.
And one.
They just rent a boat and put, like, a Kid Rock on it with other bands, and they just sell.
So they're just, like, renting out a venue.
Yeah, they rent a fucking Carnival cruise line in, like, a maybe an off season. I don't know how it works. That's the biggest bummer about that thing, and, like, not to nitpick, like, having a fucking great life, but I don't. It's like you're in a floating casino / mall.
Really?
For 5 days? Yeah, I mean, you're on a boat that's fucking 5 stories
tall.
So they
try to upsell you with shit?
No, well, I mean. No, I mean, but you drink a lot when you're there, and you fucking... I mean, but the drinks aren't that outrageous. They're like, you know, what you would expect, $7-$8 for a fucking cocktail.
Yeah.
So it adds up. You know, I think my bar tab was like $240 for 5 days.
That's not bad, man.
There was no shuffleboard. No,
we're supposed to add up how much the bar tab was going to be here.
Huh?
That was why we started. That's why we started.
Your bar tab here.
We were supposed to start up.
That's what we were supposed to do first.
See up.
Oh, add up my bar tab.
Here at the hotel.
All right.
Do you have any other dates?
That's the thing about podcasts. You just never know where you're going.
You never know where you're going.
Oh, Indy.
Indianapolis.
In November, first week of November.
Okay.
We need a pencil and paper and shit.
So do that. Oh, and get the CD.
Calculator. One of you guys get a calculator.
I have a paper, pencil. I have a pen and paper.
Well, Tom, you have a fucking calculator on your phone.
Yeah, all right. All right.
That thing.
Yeah.
Brendan, do you
have any dates you want to say first?
I'm here in Toronto for the rest
of
the weekend.
Right now, for the rest of the week.
If you're in San Francisco, the San Francisco area, I will be recording an album at the Elbow Room on October 12th, and it's part of the Comedy Burrito Festival they're doing there. So October 12th at the Elbow Room, I'm doing two shows. I'm going to make one CD.
Why do comedy burritos go together?
I don't know. These guys started a festival, and it sounds good. Burritos and comedy? What are you going to knock
like
one of those?
Yeah. Yeah, they're both great.
Yeah, so it's October 12th. Who couldn't use either one of those?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I'm not in the mood for comedy.
Everyone in San Francisco should go to this.
You can always throw a burrito my way. I'll at least put it in the fridge. I'm not going to put comedy in the fridge.
Yeah, it'll go bad. You have to put it in the
October 12th. We really need to sell these shows out, and I would really like
to have
good people at this. Randy Lidke's going to be my hype man for that show.
You don't have an opener?
He's going to be my hype man. He's going to hype him up for like upwards of 15 minutes.
Okay.
And then he's going to bring me out on stage, and I'm going to kill. I'm going to kill. I'll kill.
The Elbow Room.
I'll kill it. The Elbow Room.
Where do they get tickets?
go to my website, BrendanWalsh.com, and it's
October
there.
October 12th. What night of the week is that?
It's a Friday night, I believe.
Okay, Friday, October 12th. Your CD recording. That's cool. You're doing two shows?
Two shows.
Right, good idea.
Combine them into one CD, or maybe I'll do a double CD recording. Depends on how fucking bold I get.
You're not going to do that.
Under the influence of whatever.
Has anyone
done
that? Release a CD of just like, you know, two sets, pretty much the same thing, just not edit them.
No.
Just a couple bits different.
Doug Benson did his last CD is
Stone and High.
Yeah,
Stoned and
High. It's Stone. It's
sober and then wait.
Yeah,
what?
Stoned and unstoned. It's unhigh
and
it's the same set.
Same set.
Same set. I haven't listened to both of them. He gave it to me. It's a Smug Life. It's called like where he's got the his knuckles. And but he does one set high as hell,
probably
and then the
set.
Other set, yeah, probably. He probably did the first set sober.
Next set's gonna be in 7 hours.
Yeah, and then and he released that, and it was like he said it was pretty fun. I haven't really. I started listening to one of it, and I don't know. I don't really. I can't. I don't like listening to comedy.
Listen to.
I like listening to old comedy.
I like watching comedy a lot.
Live comedy?
Yeah.
You like sitting in the room watching people?
Yeah, I get stoned at the store, and I sit in the back there, and I watch, and it's fun.
All right, you got your calculator?
Yeah.
All right,
looking
here's
at?
Where we're at. All right. Old BW. I would say put a... Ari and I each had a soft drink last night.
I had a Canada Dry.
He had a Canada Dry. I had a Diet Coke today. 325 apiece. 3.25.
White wine.
Yeah, yeah. And then I ate my Toblerone, 4.75. Gourmet jelly beans. I gave those to Ari.
Yeah.
9.25.
I'm coming out like a bandit in this so far.
Assorted nuts, 9.25. I ate those. Gum, I did not eat. Organic kettle chips, 3.95.
You ate those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Organic popcorn, 5.95. Ate those. There are cookies on this list, but I don't remember eating cookies.
Yeah, what do you do when there's not a thing in the mini bar?
How much
you
are the wines?
They're gonna charge you?
Huh?
How much are the bottles of wine?
Well, we'll get to that.
We're not there yet.
I drank a bunch of shit last night, too.
So, I like this so far.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is going to be good. I mean, it's going to, like, but whatever. I'm on vacation.
We're going to break even. That's what
okay,
I like
red wine,
festivals.
White wine. The bottles, they're $36 a piece. Each one of them.
Wait, wait, wait.
36 each.
Oh, we got to get some wine. We just got to go to the store tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah,
or something.
Yeah. We should buy some wine.
Yeah.
So then.
So 2 times 36. You got that?
So then the beers. I drank last night. That's when the pills kicked in. That's when the pills get weird because, like, you just kind of robotically do shit.
Yeah.
And I drank like three more beers than
I
was aware of. So I had two of the. Okay, so two at $7, 7.00. Three at $8. And then. 2, $8.95.
What was that?
Johnny Walker Red.
Oh, yeah. There were a couple in the bathroom before we even started yesterday.
Yeah.
The bathroom.
And then I think just one. Oh, one other $8.95. I think that's it.
So this is 24 hours into this festival.
Should I also should I let's throw in my room service too then?
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Might as well.
This is all the incidental charges coming to you. By the way, this is Ari. I'll be in Washington, D.C. at the Improv October, I think, 19th, 20th, and 21st. And at Chicago at the House of Blues with Joey Diaz on November 8th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.
All right. And you guys are just going to...
What's
all right,
the room service?
Room service, soup and salad.
That's what you got?
Yeah, yeah.
Way to keep it classy, man.
I tipped on top of, like, they make you tip.
Yeah.
I threw a couple other bucks on there.
You feel obligated to, right?
You know,
what do they tip you at?
They took 17%, and then there's like a $3 room fee or whatever.
What's the room fee for?
You know what? You're fucking being decadent.
That's why you overpriced the stuff.
Well, you don't have to do it. It's comfort. Yeah. It's crazy. Like, you're a fucking king.
But just make the prices
there are people
higher.
Who live in shacks. So 45.56 is what came out of my pocket. The room service with all the fees was 43.56. I gave him another couple bucks. So 55.56 or 45.
You want to guess
how much I've spent so far on just decadence?
Mm-hmm.
This you 24 hours we are right now. No, we're 28.
A little bit more
30
than 24 hours.
30 hours into this festival.
I would say I spent. Huh. I think it ends in a 6.
Does it?
It does.
Wow.
It's weird. I think I'm kind of psychic.
Wow.
I'm thinking 206 or 286.
Yeah.
What?
Well, you have the last 3 digits now.
No.
Yeah.
1,286. No, no way. You're out of your mind.
No. You said 206.
20. Oh, wait. Oh, so you have it down in a penny.
Yeah.
Oh. So 2.06. So 6 cents.
Just hit him. He's like, wait, I didn't spend over a
You got that part right, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So come on. Try to figure it out. The last 3 digits.
I mean, it's like
6 cents. How much is before it? What do you think it is?
I think it's in the, like, probably like $280 range.
Oh, it's a good guess. It's less than that.
265.
I got 222.06.
Okay.
222.06.
Yeah.
$222.06.
Well, I'm not in real life.
And
doesn't count.
What are you talking about? What am I gonna do? Save it?
I know.
I mean, $200 off. Oh, only I didn't spend that $200 in Toronto.
We gotta buy
to make
wine.
My suit, my
buy
life
some wine and beer
super.
I'm just keeping the fridges.
Definitely.
Yeah, we'll
we
do
gotta
that.
Go during the day. I'll bring my
so 226. That's good to know.
Here.
I should write that down.
Yeah, 222.06.
Yeah.
Shit.
All right. I love you guys. I'm going to bed.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, shit.
My CD comes out on Tuesday. Revenge for the Holocaust. Tom's CD is out right now.
Right now. Yes. White Girls with Cornrows.
Gangbang. What's it called?
It's called Reed Row at the Center.
And Brendan's recording
Rerun
is
does his
on
dance.
October 12th at the Elbow Room in San Francisco. BrendanWalsh.com. Twitter or something? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tom Segura, at Tom Segura, yep. At Brendan.
Are you on Twitter,
Brendan,
Tom?
B-R-E-N-D-A-N.
Wait, you have a Twitter account?
I have a Twitter account.
Oh, you should follow me.
At R.
What are you called?
Brendan Walsh, at Brendan Walsh.
Brendan Walsh.
B-R-E-N-D-O-N, at Brendan Walsh.
D-O-N.
You should follow me.
Okay. I'll check you out, man.
What do you do on there?
Tweet.
Tweets up a storm.
Tweet, knuckle.
Hey, what was that song you sang before? I want to put that at the end. The one you we were talking about different songs, but it was like not Lady in Red. What was
it?
The song.
I don't know. I was thinking of Kid Rock from the restaurant.
No, when we were talking about different songs that he was going to do something to, like slow songs.
Yeah. What did we say though?
Yeah, what song was it that you sang?
Ball with the ball, the dang a dang, digga 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 back a boogie, the bop bop ba doo dee. Ball with the ball, the dang a dang, digga 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 back a boogie, bugga bop bugga bugga bugga. Ball with the ball, the dang a dang, digga 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 back a boogie, the bop.
All right, that's the episode, you guys. Thank you very much for tuning in. Don't forget Tom Segura's CD, White Girls with Cornrows, is out at iTunes now. My CD, Revenge for the Holocaust, will be available Tuesday, September 25th. Go to AriTheGreat.com for details on my stand-up and for merchandise. I have t-shirts. I have grinders. And thank you for tuning in. Oh, this is what I want to say. This is why I'm doing the ending thing. Monday's episode is going to be really good. I'm really, really into this one. So check out Monday. Spread the word. Do what you got to do. And spread the word about my CD, by the way. Once it comes out, tell everybody. In the meantime, if you don't want to wait 2 days, go to my website and get it from AriTheGreat.com. You can get 4 free tracks if you click on the right. But I'll email you 4 free tracks right away. But regardless of that, Monday, the podcast, it's really good. I'm really fucking excited. Just it's one of those good ones. So tune in on Monday. All right, thanks, everybody. Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode 78. The Tom Segura CD release party is over and out.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling so fine. Into tomorrow, but that's just another time.